Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
It is The Rick Savage Show. I'm your host, Rick Savage. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being a friend. Isn't that a song? That's like a song. I guess anything's a song if you try hard enough, right? This is a song. If I was to start rapping right now, it would be a song. I'm not going to do that, though. But I do appreciate you checking out the podcast. A little late this week. Sorry. Life happens, baby. We got stuff going on. I also felt kind of sick today. I made a batch of Ricky's Famous chicken tendies, and I'm using a Nashville hot chicken recipe, but my music's still playing. Sorry, my recipe. I don't know how to make it insanely hot. That's the problem. I even went to the farmer's market, Fairfax. There inside the farmer's market, there's a store, and it's exclusively hot sauces and hot peppers and things like that. Like novelty hot, like the kind that you take like just a little taste on your tongue and you're like crying. So I went to the guy and I told him, I was like, I'm making Nashville hot chicken. It's never hot enough. What's the hottest pepper you have? Because I'll use it for the brine, and then I'll put some in the actual flour too, and then they'll glaze at the end with it. And he's like, you got to try this. It's a chili from this, I don't know, Nicaragua. I don't know. I don't know where it's from. I don't know if they're famous for chilies, but he swore it was the hottest pepper you can have. And all it does is make me kind of, what do you call it, bubble guts? It makes you just feel a little not great on the inside. So I don't think I've nailed the recipe yet. I'm getting there. What was I going to call the chicken stand? And then I think, was it my buddy Rob that found one that already had that name? Ricky's Kickin' Chicken, maybe? I'm still working on it. I haven't figured out the business plan yet. Or the thin crust pizza. I still think there's a lane for Chicago-style thin crust pizza in Los Angeles, California. No one has it. They can't get it right. I don't understand what's so complicated. Everyone thinks of the deep dish stuff for Chicago-style pizza. That's fine. That is Chicago-style pizza. I get Giordano's and Gino's East and whatever. I get it. But the tavern style, the like crispy, thin, cut into squares. Oh, that's the best. Shout out to Lefties in San Diego. They do a pretty good one. So either I'm going to do Rick's Kickin' Chicken. We'll buy the name from those guys. Whoever has it, it's fine. Or we're going to do Chicago style, but only thin crust pizza. Because there's a place called Hollywood Pies in Hollywood. That's very good if you want the deep dish. Wow, tangent. Okay, before we jump into the full podcast, you know at the top of podcasts where the hosts will either read ads or if they're a comedian, they'll talk about their tour dates? I get to do that really quickly. This Saturday, Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California. I'm on the 9:30 show in the Yoohoo Room. It's the smaller of the two rooms. You could get tickets on my Instagram or Twitter. Just go to flapperscomedyclub.com, I believe. Or Google Flappers Burbank. It'll come up. There's only one, obviously. I don't know when I'm going on in the show, but it's like an hour and a half long show. I'm sure the other comics are great too. So if you want a night out, I know it's in Burbank. I know that's far for a lot of people, but we'll have some cocktails after. So you could go on any of my social media channels and buy tickets to that. I'm doing 5 minutes. I hope it will be funny. And then I will get the Tonight Show. Okay, on to the podcast. I got a really good Savage of the Week this week. I thought about even opening the show with it, but that's not fun. You know, I need the cliffhanger for you to stick around a little bit. There was a couple options this week for Savage of the Week. The one we went with, I'm very happy. I will tell you right now that the runner-up candidate, I don't know how she's just like a savage at life, I guess. Have you seen, well, there's a podcast called Dirty John. And then there was it was kind of cheesy. Like, was it on Lifetime? It might have been. Hallmark Channel is like that kind of style TV show. Maybe Bravo even. I don't know. It wasn't like the, you know, Netflix quality. But it's a very good TV show based off the podcast. It's like 8 episodes. The podcast is called Dirty John. I think the LA Times put it out as one of their first ever originally produced podcasts. I don't want to spoil anything. Oh, I'm going to spoil something. I'm for sure going to spoil something. That's the only way I can explain how much of a savage this person is to explain what has happened. Sorry if you haven't seen it. This is a spoiler, straight up. And it's a big spoiler. It's like if I told you that I see dead people dead all along type Sixth Sense spoiler. It's like I'm spoiling the whole thing. This is a decision you need to make on your own. What is more important? Is the next half an hour of the Rick Savage Show, I'm Rick Savage, more important to you than watching Dirty John? Probably. You would have watched Dirty John already. It's been out for a couple months, right? Weeks? I don't know. But it's been out. Have I given you enough warning? Okay, here we go. Dirty John is a podcast based off of a true story, true crime, if you want to call it that. A wealthy woman in Orange County meets a guy on a dating app, falls for him, gets engaged super quick, secretly gets married. The family all hates this guy, feel like he's super sketchy. The family ends up hiring a private investigator to find out information about this dude, and then they present it to the mom, and the mom has 2 daughters, by the way. And if you could close your eyes and think of the most stereotypical Orange County Rancho Palos Verdes style young ladies, that's these girls. And there's a reason I'm laying it out like that. So the family takes all of the information they got from the private investigator, kind of confronts the mom, explains to her like, hey, this guy is a scam artist and he's ripped off a bunch of women. He said everything he said is a lie. He claimed he was a doctor. He wasn't. Claimed he had money coming from all these different places. He didn't. He kind of finagled his way into living with this woman very quickly and then used her money to buy or to lease this really nice mansion on the water. He's a scam artist, right? But as the family is getting closer and closer to blowing his cover, and he thinks everything's about to explode. I mean, it goes from like, oh, he's just creepy and he might be a scam artist to like, oh, he's going to hurt someone. He's going to kill someone, whether it was the mom's nephew or one of the daughters or whatever. So the climax of the flick, and I guess the podcast, I haven't even listened to it. I'm sure I've heard it's better than the TV show, but whatever, is the girl, one of the daughters is about to leave town, I think to go to Coachella. They said some festival in the desert. And she realizes she forgot something at home. I don't know. She had to go run back to her apartment. And they were like super scared to be around their apartments because this guy, this Dirty John guy, is kind of, they can't find him. And so she goes and she parks a car to run into her apartment. And as she's running into her apartment, who's parked next to her but Dirty John? And he gets out of his car with a knife and chases her down. And John is, let's say, 50. And this girl is maybe 17 or something at the time. I think she might have even still been in high school. Was the younger of the two daughters. And long story short, they get in this knockdown, drag out fight. And he's like trying to stab. I think he does like stab her once or twice or something. And somehow she kicks the knife free and kind of crawls over, grabs the knife, rolls back over. He jumps on top of her. So she's on her back on the ground. He's on top of her trying to get the knife back. And she just annihilates this guy. Just several stabs. I'm going to say 13 stabs to the back. And he doesn't instantly die, but he rolls off and he's just about dead. And they take him to the hospital and he ends up dying. So I spoiled the show for you. Here's why I spoiled the show for you. I found that girl on Instagram. And it's the most entertaining, weird, makes no sense shit I've ever seen in my life. Her name is Terra Newell, TerraNewell. We got 25,000 followers. Official Instagram of Terra Newell. Only positive vibes, please, with heart emojis. And then she lists, I don't know, I guess interests, dogs, zombies, country, PTSD, because you obviously have it because you killed a guy, travel, fashion, and at Dirty John Bravo. Oh, there you go. It is on Bravo. If you scroll through her Instagram feed, she looks like that. That's why I kind of made a point to say she's stereotypical Orange County. Like, you know, just a cute blonde haired Southern California girl, you know, looks like kind of that influencer style, whatever you want to call it. But also she fucking killed a guy. And she's so, look, I have... Don't you love when people say ridiculous things and it's like as if they're trying to sound smart or like some sort of groundbreaking? I was about to say, like, I don't know what it's like to kill a guy. Yeah, that's I hope that's the case for most of you listening. So I don't know what it's like to kill a guy. I don't know how you get through that. I mean, especially she was fighting for her life. And I mean, it's a very traumatic experience. So I'm not trying to make light of that, obviously. But she kind of does. Or at least she's very like casual about it. You know, she'll like be in front of a Dirty John step and repeat, pointing to the artwork. There's a, I'm looking at the photo right now. I guess she was visiting Wondery, the podcast company that put out this podcast with the Los Angeles Times. And she's just like cute, wearing like a little dress thing and pointing to the artwork for the Dirty John podcast. And the copy is, have you listened to the podcast? And then a million hashtags, hashtag Dirty John, hashtag Dirty John podcast, hashtag her own name, hashtag Tara Newell, hashtag Wondery, hashtag Hollywood. You know, just in case you're clicking on the Hollywood hashtag and you stumble upon this and you'll be like, who's that girl? Oh, the girl that murdered a guy? She's so casual about it. She's so casual about it in this photo that she lists all the stuff, all the hashtags, hashtag LA, hashtag Los Angeles. And then she has her wardrobe, jacket by Cage Clothing, dress by Majorelle Collection at Revolve, shoes, Stuart Weitzman at Revolve. It's not savage of the week. I don't even know if it's savage behavior, but it's incredible. If there was a podcast about a dude that almost killed me and I killed him, I don't know if I'd be, I mean, I totally would. I would absolutely exploit that for my own gain, for sure. It's just so funny. Like, you look at this girl and you're like, holy shit, you stabbed a guy to death. And you're just like, post it up at Stagecoach. Only 32 more days until Stagecoach with my bestie. A gazillion hashtags. But her bodysuit is from Brandy Melville, USA. Her fanny pack is from American Apparel. And her shorts and boots are from Amazon. Isn't everything from Amazon? That's not fair. I don't think Amazon made those shorts. Does Amazon make shorts? Maybe. Okay. Went off a little bit there. All I'm saying is Dirty John is a lovely TV show. I hear the podcast is even better. And then once you get through that and you can actually like know who these people are, oh my God, go follow her on Instagram. It's incredible. I guess we haven't really talked since the 1st of April, also known as April Fool's. It's fine if you pull an April Fool's prank on your friends or if you're a famous person, you want to do something kind of silly. I think that's, it's all good fun, right? I'm not too cool for April Fool's Day. I'm for sure too cool about people overreacting because they're dumb. Justin Bieber posted a fake ultrasound sonogram implying that him and his wife, by the way, they're married now, were pregnant. And I guess you can't do that because that's insensitive, I guess, somehow. I don't know. Justin Bieber. There's always going to be people offended. There's always people who don't take jokes very well. I'm a prankster and it was April Fool's. I didn't all mean to be insensitive to people who can't have children. A lot of people I know, their first go to prank on April Fool's is telling their parents they are pregnant to get a big reaction. I mean, you are the most famous dude in the world. So like, this is a little bit bigger than just going like, hey mom, we're pregnant. Like you kind of told the world, but still. But I will apologize anyway and take responsibility and say sorry to people who were offended. I truly don't want anyone to be hurt by a prank. It's like when I shoved cake in my little sister's face for her birthday, expecting her to laugh, but she cried. Hey, leave that part out of the apology. You know, like when you assaulted your little sister with birthday cake and she cried. Yeah, okay, Justin, let's leave that out of the apology. Sometimes just don't know what will hurt someone's feelings. Not to compare pregnancy with cake in the face. I love this kid so much. You sometimes just don't know what will hurt someone's feelings. Not to compare pregnancy with cake in the face, but it's just to paint the picture of not knowing what will offend. Some might have laughed, but some were offended. I think with pranks, you sometimes have to roll that dice. Hashtag prankster. Hashtag sorry. Hashtag truly. I mean, you know when someone is truly sorry is when they hashtag the word sorry and truly. I don't know. I've come so full circle on Bieber now. I mean, his pastor is super creepy, and we'll talk about that in another episode. But, you know, the dude found faith, and I think it, you know, stopped him from drag racing Lamborghinis in Miami and peeing in buckets at nightclubs and being an asshole. So that's good. Good for him. I could only imagine what it's like to be that famous. I would believe in a higher power too. How else could you possibly explain being Justin Bieber? That's insane. So now I'm really defending him because he wanted to do a stupid joke because he's kind of a dummy. And then, of course, everyone came out of the woodwork and said it was insensitive. It's April Fool's, man. Another near savage of the week is a lovely man named Jake Owen. He's a country singer. Just a good-looking young dude. Writes songs about trucks. And also a pretty big golf fan. And I think my buddy Zach sent me this. Yeah, thanks, Zach. Jake was on a podcast, not this podcast, another podcast, and evidently he was at a wedding where Phil Mickelson was there. Right after, do you remember when Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods played head-to-head? It was like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and it was supposed to be a huge deal, and it was just bad golf, and no one cared. So evidently, right after that, this dude Jake Owen was at a wedding and saw Phil Mickelson and just wanted to talk to him about that event.
Did give Phil Mickelson a lot of shit, though, at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan got married in November, and Phil was there, and it was the day after he played Tiger. I had a few cocktails, and I saw him across the room, and I was like, I got to go tell this guy what I think. So I walked over to him. I was like, hey, Phil, you owe me fucking $29.99. I was like, for wasting 4 hours of my life, man, with the shittiest golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make 3 birdies between the two of you.
Holy
I'm like,
shit.
I want my $29.99 back and fuck apologize to me for some shitty golf.
Oh, my God.
And he pulls out a wad out of his thing, and he grabs $100 bill. He's like, he's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday.
He's like, oh, my God.
He goes, take 100 and go fuck yourself.
What?
Yeah. Right to my
this
face.
This can't be real.
I swear.
Oh.
I love it. That's a pretty savage move. That's two-part savage. To actually go up to Phil Mickelson and say all that, and then for Phil Mickelson to be like, oh, hey, here's a $100 bill. I won 90,000 of these yesterday. Take one and F off. That's great. I mentioned earlier, I got a little show coming up this Saturday at Flappers Comedy Club. Come out. It'll be fun. So I've been going to a bunch of open mics, and I realized I don't think I've ever played anything from one of the open mics on the podcast. Not from me, by the way, of other people. And I wouldn't normally do, you know, if it was just a shitty comedian like me trying to work out a joke, like I wouldn't play a clip of that. That seems inappropriate. But when this gentleman took the stage, everyone took out their phone. I think he was even live streaming. So we're just going to play a clip. Let me set it up like this. I was in downtown Los Angeles. It was late at night on a Tuesday. And so you get some sketchy characters at this particular open mic. It's an awesome bar, actually. It's called the Lexington. It's a really, really cool dive bar. But what comes with open mics is some interesting folks. And so this dude walks in. And he's wearing all red. He's a black guy, maybe 45 or 50 years old. He's wearing all red, like blood red, if you will. And he's got a, what do you call the priest collars? Like the little white collar sticking out. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And he rolled in with like 2 or 3 of his friends. And they were all like filming and live streaming and whatever. And then he had a white dude with him to play acoustic guitar. And he kind of looked like Cisco Adler, if you know who that guy is. Just kind of like Malibu hippie, long hair, stoner, like not, didn't really make sense that these two folks were matched up. He put his name on the list. So the way an open mic works is you either sign up ahead of time online, or if it's one, you just go and you write your name on the list. And sometimes they do it in order. Sometimes they pull out your names out of a hat. So this guy was first, and his name on the list was God's Gangster. Cool. Not judging. So as the host is on stage and he's kind of giving everyone the rules, like, okay, so you get 5 minutes, then we'll, you know, we'll warn you when you have a minute left and blah, 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 whatever. God's Gangster is off to the side and he's like trying to get the crowd like hyped up. And he's like, give it up for God's Gangster. Give it up for God's Gangster. By the way, there's 7 of us in this bar. But okay, he's off in the corner. Give it up for God's Gangster. And no one is giving it up for God's Gangster. But he's in the zone. So let me just play you a little clip of God's Gangster. And this is also a little window into what I see when I'm out doing open mics.
Over that they don't have to pay you your money back. They can beat you up and you're not going to fight back. And that's some BS, because this minister, they expect, you know, if they hit you, you're going to turn the other cheek. Man, if you hit this minister, you getting your ass whooped, man. You getting your ass whooped, man, because that I don't play, man. I'm born and raised on Cicero. And again, I'm going to give my main man, Rosario, his mad props. Yeah, y'all see the white guy in the family. That's Rosario. He's part of the family. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know if you could understand any of that, and I'm sorry if you couldn't. I will not play it again. But basically, he was doing a bit about he's not like those other ministers, you know, like soft ministers. He will kick your ass in the name of God. And then he gave a shout out to the white boy on guitar. And then I had to follow that. Oh, man. Maybe after this Saturday show at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, I'll play a clip on here. If it's good, we'll see. Maybe I'm going to bomb and it's going to be terrible, but I don't think so. I've been working on this 5 minutes for a while to, I have a couple friends that are real comics, like do it professionally, not like me that pretend. And they've all been very supportive and just said like, hey man, when you get like a good 5 minutes, we'll help you out. That's kind of the challenge. And I think I'm close to that. I mean, Christ, I've been working on it for a year and a half, 2 years, it feels like. Oh, God, what if God's gangster? If God's gangster shows up on Saturday, I'm not going up. That's it. Anyone that bought a ticket, I will refund your money and we're all leaving because you can't follow God's gangster. Oh, I have one more thing to announce before we get into the Savage of the Week. If you're a fan of my Instagram posts where I film cop cars out in front of my house, I think I have to stop. A few people message me and they're like, hey, man, I thought you lived in a nice area. Don't understand why there's fire trucks at your house all the time. If you live in fancy West Hollywood, California, in this new building that you complain about. Fair points. All of those were fair. Well, it dawned on me that part of our complex, we basically took over a city block. And I think to get the approval for the building or some legal, I don't know. You know how some buildings have a certain amount are lower income? Well, our buildings... a certain amount is an old folks home. And so I can see the old folks home out my window. And when those fire trucks show up, they're going to the old folks home. You know, like when grandma and grandpa pass away. Shit, man. Now I feel real bad. I thought it was just like maybe someone shoplifted from Trader Joe's or something, but no, it all makes sense now. So I'm going to, I hate to say it, but now if I'm out somewhere else and I see a fire truck or a cop, you better believe the Bad Boys theme song is playing. You better believe it. I'm not completely abandoning the bit. I'm just saying out my front window when it might be like a 90-year-old having a heart attack. Not so cool, man. A little crass. But if I'm cruising out Sunset and there's a DUI,
bad boys, come on.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Dude, it's so crazy how big Cops was. I guess it still is. It's still on the air, right? Cops was so big that the theme song became a smash. Inner Circle was the name of that group, I think. Yeah, Inner Circle. Cops was so big that a reggae, cheesy, whatever song became like the biggest song in the world. How when does that happen? Friends too. I guess the Friends theme song did that. Proclaimers? No. That was I Will Walk 5,000 Miles. Oh no, the Rembrandts, of course. How could we forget them? I like that the like album version is just a little bit different. Just a little more produced, a little polished. Harmonies are a little better. Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. Should we get into the Savage of the Week? Let's do it. It's a good one.
What a fucking savage! Savage. They like savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a savage.
Well, this is an artist I didn't think I would ever defend, but now I'm going to, because the whole thing is such a savage move. So let's start with a rapper named Lil Nas X. And do I hate the fact that his name is Lil Nas X? Of course. Should you not call yourself that? Is there already so many rappers with Lil in your name and then one of the greatest rappers of all time, Nas? So don't be Lil Nas. Oh, what's up? I'm Lil Tupac. Oh, what's up, guys? I'm Lil Dre. That doesn't sound so bad. There's got to be a rapper named Lil Dre. Anyways, so there's this dude named Lil Nas X, and he released a song called Old Town Road. I'm going to play a little clip from it just so you can get the vibe. It's not what you would expect from a normal rap song. Just hear the twang. Hear that all? Was it like a banjo or something?
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me.
Okay, so the kid's from Georgia, right? Outside of Atlanta, I think. He puts this song out, and the video is him in like cowboy boots and tight Wranglers and a cowboy hat and a bunch of people riding around on horses and stuff. And all of a sudden, it starts charting on the Billboard country charts. Because what is that song? I mean, he's kind of rapping, but he's kind of singing like a country twang, and there's like banjo and other, but then it also has like a trap beat. I mean, it could be something like Future is rapping over, but it started charting on the country charts. That's pretty cool. Ha ha ha. Not so fast, young black man. Upon further review, it was determined that Old Town Road by Lil Nas X does not currently merit inclusion on Billboard's country charts. When determining genres, a few factors are examined, but first and foremost is musical composition. While Old Town Road incorporates references to country and cowboy imagery, it does not embrace enough elements of today's country music to chart in its current version. Wow. Bold statement, Billboard. Today's country music? Have you heard Florida Georgia Line? Today's country. All right, settle down. They're not exactly playing Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash anymore on country radio. Is it because he's a young black dude that looks like a rapper? I mean, by the way, he is a rapper. Let's get that out of the way. If their statement would have just been like, hey guys, the kid's a rapper. He's not a country artist. That would be a little harder to kind of like pussyfoot around, oh, today's country music and, you know, he references country. Kind of a bullshit move. Now, Billboard isn't the savage of the week, obviously. Lil Nas X, yeah, maybe. But really, savage of the week is Billy Ray Cyrus. What? Billy Ray? He heard the song. He liked the song. And he said, you know what? I'm going to get on the remix. And then they're going to have to play it on country radio because I'm Billy Ray MF and Cyrus. It was so obvious to me after hearing this song just one time. I was thinking, what's not country about it? What's the rudimentary element of a country and Western song? Then I thought, it's honest, humble, and has an infectious hook and a banjo. What the hell more do you need? A few days passed, and I went to the studio to do vocals. When I finished the pass, I whistled at the end of the song. That's when the engineer stood up and said, that shit is fire. We're keeping that. Glad you guys are digging the tune. Love seeing all your memes. Hashtag OTR for Old Town Road Remix. Let me just skip to Billy's part.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Yeah. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
I love it. I mean, I don't really love the song. I mean, it's pretty infectious. I get it. It's very catchy. I don't think it's a good country song or a good rap song. But you listen to Billy Ray's part, that absolutely could be played on Hot Country 99.3. Rest in peace to that radio station. My first ever on-air job. So what's the difference between Billy Ray and Lil Nas X? Oh, I can't wait until that's the number one country song in America, and people are going to be so pissed. It's going to be awesome.
What a fucking savage.
Shout out Billy Ray Cyrus. Shout out Lil Nas X. Old Town Road is the name of the song. I'm warning, it's like Baby Shark. You might hate it the first time you listen to it. If you listen to it 10 times, that's it. It's going to be stuck in your head forever. Let's go ahead and end there. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. As always, leave a rating, leave a review. Twitter.com, Rick Savage. Instagram.com, Rick Savage. All the other ones. But that's where you can get tickets to the show this Saturday at Flappers. Come by. We'll have a cocktail after. It'll be a great time. We'll hang out in Burbank. We'll go, I don't know. We'll go break into IKEA after the show. I don't know what else happens in Burbank, but we'll get lifted. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you next Monday. See you later. Bye.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
Better than yesterday isn't for everyone.
Keep it up, Peloton!
Just one more push isn't for everyone. Being your own role model isn't for everyone.
You're crushing it, Peloton! Keep it up!
I'm a champion. It's not for everyone, but Peloton's for go-getters, everyday heroes, and anyone who really wants it. Learn more about 30-day home trial at onepeloton.com.